Democrats and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more in Article 5, Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded after this? The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 22nd of February, 2014. And last hour, we were talking about the China city that's being built, or they want to build, in New York City. I want to come back to that here for just a moment here at the outset of the broadcast. Vicki Davis waiting in the wings, by the way. And they talked about how the place, the New York Post actually put out an article about this, talking about how the place would have a feel like a trip to China just 90 miles outside of New York City, as one area would mark parts of the Chinese zodiac, while another would have 16 buildings representing the major Chinese dynasties. Quote, each dynasty will have its building and will have rides to go with it, Lai, the supposed mastermind behind this program, said at a town council meeting in May where she pitched the original plan. China City's website features golden dragons and projects an initial investment of $325 million, with $10 million going to the Temple of Heaven, a $24 million on a hotel and entertainment complex, and $20 million to construct a, quote, forbidden city. It also projects $65 million of an infusion from the U.S. government, of course, without naming what agency would make the contribution. It's multiple phases. No project is going to happen in one day. It's going to be step-by-step, Lai told the Post, saying that the amusement park component would get built in a later phase. So the article goes on from there, but I'm going to leave that there in the interest of time. Moving along here, we see from the Financial Times just 2 days ago, U.S. versus China. Is this the new Cold War? They say the new era of military competition in the Pacific will become the defining geopolitical contest of the 21st century. Say, to the list of industries now dominated by China, there is one surprising new entry, Miss World. Beauty contests were banned in China by Mao Zedong as one of the worst forms of Western decadence, but their bland internationalism appeals to modern China's desire to be included. One of the last 10 Miss World pageants, five have been held at the seaside resort in Sanya on the subtropical Hainan Island off China's south coast. While the Miss World show is in town, the swimsuit photo shoots take place across the road. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they go on to talk about this, and I'm not, you know, I don't know how much of this I'm going to read. Point is, you know, we've got competition going on with China, and we have China... Let me just finish this one thing. China is issuing warnings to the U.S. now. Again, apparently Barack Obama had a meeting with the Dalai Lama. Beijing says White House meeting is gross interference in Chinese politics and will damage U.S.-China relations. Keep in mind, as I said before, folks, this is a country that has threatened to nuke us if we interfere with their disagreement with Taiwan.
And yet we keep selling chunks of land to China so that they can erect Chinese cities in the United States. So what's the real deal?
Yeah. Well, for the real deal, we'll turn to Vicki Davis. How's that for a segue?
There we go.
Vicki Davis is the webmaster and researcher behind channelingreality.com. She's also a victim, as many folks have been, of this wonderful global economy. Vicki Davis, welcome back to Govern America.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Nancy. It's good to be back. Boy, there's so many things to talk about. Your whole first hour was just so loaded, huh?
Well, I get upset about all this stuff that we see because it's so clear to us, and yet you get these morons in the government. They can't seem to figure it all out, can they?
Well, that was an interesting thing about a Bill Moyers program that was on recently with a guy named Michael Lofgren. He had been a congressional aide or assistant or something for like 28 years. And he just wrote a book about that, about how people, they develop an institutional groupthink, and they can't really think outside of the structured thinking within their organization. And I hear that all the time, you know, and it drives me crazy. I hear people in our government talking about security and what's going on over in Ukraine and blah, blah, blah. But everything that they talk about that's going on in other places in the world is happening here. But, they, you know, they're not looking in this direction. They're looking out over there.
Well,
with a lot of help from mass media.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the purpose is to distract. You know, I think we can all agree on that. You know, now we got the FCC. If it weren't bad enough, the FCC is trying to actually put monitors in the newsrooms, evidently. I guess they backed away from that plan for now, but some kind of thing, news came out this past week that they were, you know, federal government's going to put their little people in the newsrooms, you know.
Yeah.
As if they need any more influence anyway. I mean, the media is already lapdogs for the global establishment.
Right, but the global establishment is not necessarily, their interests are not necessarily aligned with the United States government as we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old U.S. government, you know, where we actually had representatives who cared about what was happening in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, everything is just so totally a disaster. Our government, the global economy, everything is a total disaster, except for a very, very small percentage of people who are just getting mind-numbingly rich.
Right. Yeah. You in your writings, you talk about how this political, you know, people always talk and argue about what to call this thing that's being built. And I say, you know, it doesn't really matter that much. As long as you know what the components of it are, you say in political terms, it's fascism, but in economic terms, it's communism. What do you mean by that?
Well, the management structures, the technology management structures are purely fascist. It's government and the technology corporations forming a merger to implement the control management systems that that are providing them with the capability to manage every aspect of our lives, including what happens when you flip the light switch in your own home.
Right.
Okay. The communist mm-hmm. part of it comes in when you're looking at the systems that have to do with management of the domestic labor force, with the conversion of our system of education to be a worker training system,
mm-hmm.
Collectivization in terms of our elimination of property rights and that sort of thing, you know, and the community, you know, trying to get people to focus on the community, with the community having greater rights than you as an individual.
Yeah, you know, one thing that comes to my mind is how effective they've been at, you know, once again, orchestrating the media, because, you know, you've got just in time, you have people like Rush Limbaugh to build up and create this dialectic of the people to fall into, where they believe that, you know, government is too big, too large, so it needs to be reined in, you know, and it just needs to get out of the way and let the corporations do what they do best. Well, we have that world being built. And I got a feeling, as time progresses here, we're not going to like what it entails.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah.
Quick time out here, Vicki, already, and we'll hit the ground running on the other side. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and we're visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And you can get there and find out all of her, read all of her excellent information and research that she spends literally hours. I know she spends hours and hours of her time uncovering and digging for this stuff. The quality of the information is just so good. And Vicki, I want to welcome you back. You know, it's always great to have you here, because what you're talking about, what you talk about on a regular basis, is so important. and the listeners can learn so much from you and the work that you've put in at digging for this stuff. One of the things that I think is so important to keep coming back to, because nobody else is talking about it, is this triple helix model. This model that is being built, you discovered it in your own neck of the woods there in Idaho. You referred to it as Trojan Triangles because you didn't have any other name for it. And yet now we see it's really become, it is the model, and they have a long-standing plan to put this into place, which you've laid out in your Organization of Power series on your website. But this triple helix model, can you explain again for the listeners who maybe are hearing us for the first time, or for others that have casually listened in the past that it hasn't quite sunk in? I want folks to be able to recognize these things when they see them, because they are going to see them.
Okay. What you can think of is that there is a three-tiered strategy going on. Okay, the top tier is academia, the knowledge economy, that is linked to the universities. And that's where you get all of your trendies and the people, the social entrepreneurs. They're selling the concept of place and how this is the whole future. Okay, that's the first layer.
Mm-hmm.
The second layer is the business community, and they are selling the businesses on the idea of the global economy, how everybody, how they're going to get rich. That's where the zones, okay, now we're talking about zones also, you know, for this three-tiered strategy.
Right.
They get the businesses that are invited into the zones get tax benefits for being there. They really are the chosen ones, you know, who will make money in the global economy. It's connected to the university and small business creation and all of that stuff. The third layer is the control zone. That's where you get the panopticon and the systems that link up all of the infrastructure and administrative systems of government. That's where you get your surveillance and all of that stuff. And all of these layers are essentially marketing layers for the target population involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that puts blinders on everybody in terms of the big picture. But once you understand that this whole thing is engineered, they are engineering the global economy, and these are the strategic layers of the implementation of the global economy, mm-hmm. then you can deconstruct the whole darn thing, and then, you know, it all unfolds before you.
So basically what you're dealing with here, when we're dealing with the triple helix model or the Trojan triangles, is this system where you have universities, that's your knowledge-based economy. When you hear politicians say buzzwords like knowledge-based economy, that's what they're talking about, aren't they?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The universities, the private sector or private businesses, and government all working together to, quote, help the economy along, to build things in a community, whatever.
Well, to manage the economy in a global world. And the, mm-hmm. the collaborative economics is the partnership of those three entities. It's, you know, government partnered with business, partnered with the universities.
Well, this is why I said what I said about Rush Limbaugh. He came along and started hammering this idea of government being too big. You know, all the neocons continue to hammer the fact, or the notion, government is too big. And so the biggest enemy became government regulations. And so the dialectic, the Limbaugh dialectic, I'll call it, for lack of a better phraseology, is that we need to do away with government regulations so that corporations can be able to have the power to be able to grow without, you know, basically unencumbered. And that sounds real good to the average person who has seen government stifle business time and time again. However, when you take away, as we're seeing today, any restrictions upon the major corporations, and they are able to grow and consolidate and get bigger and bigger and bigger, they literally run roughshod over the people.
Well, and but they take over everything. I mean, they've taken over our government even, because they generate the money. But they sold the idea on this global free trade, cross borders, don't encumber us at all idea, based on the idea that they are the suppliers to the consumer market. They can give people what they want to make them happy and all, you know, all this other nonsense. Well, corporations exist to make money. There is no social good in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they their social good goes all to them.
Well, you know, somebody might challenge you and say, well, what about their philanthropic directions? You know,
they use that philanthropy as a get out of jail free card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they use the foundations to generate propaganda, to put legitimacy on what they do, their profit-making endeavors. It's just like, you know, I mentioned Bill Moyer's journal.
Yeah.
You know, that's PBS, that's public television, right?
Right.
Carnegie is one of the, Carnegie and MacArthur Foundation, Ford Foundation, they all fund that program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put through a lot of propaganda through that program.
Right.
You know, there are...
What's really fascinating about that, too, is I know Bill Moyers is a huge liberal, okay? But at the same time, he, I think, does more in the way of real journalism, I think, than many others. In terms of, I mean, and I'm not saying every show he says is true, or, you know, there's a lot of BS that's spouted out there as well. But I mean, I for instance, I'll give you an example. He did a really good expose of the banks and how controlling the banks are and how, they have, well, you know, during the whole 2008 banking fiasco, you know, connected a lot of dots there that I thought was really impressive. And if the major media, you know, these, you know, Fox News, CNN, all these other networks, the way things used to be, the old hard-hitting type journalism, you know, if they were still doing that, we would be much better off. But, you know, I just posted the other day on the website a video from Bill Moyers back from 1987 where he exposed America's secret government. You know, and so there are some things there that he does that really is quite impressive. But as you said, you know, maybe it's the other side spouting off stuff and allowing a certain amount. They always allow a certain amount of truth to get out there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, sure, and they use it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, with the banks, if you understand
okay.
That the technology...
Hey, Vicki, I got to interrupt you. Keep your thoughts in place. We got to take the bottom of the hour break, all right? We'll be back here in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And Vicki, before the break, you were talking about, I think you were addressing the fact that they allow a certain amount of truth to get out there and use it to their advantage. Did you want to pick up your thoughts?
Yeah. Once you understand that the objective is a global management system, for everything. That includes resources, it includes labor, global labor, it includes everything, you know, just a global administrative system. Well, our old system of money was based on commodities and or the value of production, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, under this management system, they have an objective to control the environment. They want to stop or basically control production, and so and do allocations to be able to allocate across the whole world, because in a global system everybody's equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
For us it means equal poverty with, you know, the lowest third world people. But they will also manage our units of trading, which we call money, but they are just digits in the computer. They're credits in a computer.
Yeah.
And that's the idea of the technology corporation. So the old concept of the banks, it doesn't fit into the new model of the global management system.
You know, what's interesting is they just had that North American Leaders News or North American Leaders Summit, which they had a news conference on the at the end of that. You know, Obama was there. Enrique Peña Nieto, the I guess president of Mexico, as he's called,
the child president.
Yeah. Stephen Harper, the prime minister of Canada, the three amigos were all there. And you know what's interesting is everything that came out of that. In fact, I got some audio I can play here. One of the things that, you know, you called my attention to that news conference, and I think it's very important. So I went through and actually lifted some of the audio from that because it was really rich in information. Basically, they laid out the whole agenda right there.
Yeah, you know, and the people in Texas, the ones that were fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor, they should be gearing up because the battle is on again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll tell you what, let me just play some of this for you, and we can kind of comment on it as we go along.
Okay, I'd like that. Yep.
All right, first of all, now what you're going to hear, this was actually Enrique speaking through an interpreter, okay? So you'll hear the voice of the interpreter.
Specifically, we talked about education, and we have set to the task to have more academic exchanges so that more Mexican students can study in the United States, and reciprocally, students from the United States come to Mexico to study. The number of students so far is somehow low, considering the potential that we have. And out of the 14,000 students that Mexico go to the United States to study, we have set a goal, and that is to increase year by year this figure and reach 100,000 students a year that visit the United States and 50,000 students from the U.S. coming to Mexico to study.
Okay, Vicky, academic exchanges. Is this a part of the crisscross, double cross that you talk about?
Oh, most definitely. Yes. You see, the United States really has virtually unlimited student visas. They can let in as many people as they want. And where the students will study is at the Trojan Triangles, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're international zones. Okay, now he said 100,000 students per year. Well, a college education is 4 years. Okay, so 100,000 a year, that's hitting, you know, 400,000. And then if they go to graduate school, that's even more time. Okay, so essentially they're just talking about opening the borders, you know, for students, because we're also talking about community colleges. So it's not just the universities, it's probably any institution of learning that accepts students, you know, that I don't even know if federal aid would have anything to do with it or not.
Why do you think it's so important to have student sharing or academic, you know, the cross transporting of students from one country to the other?
It's reverse colonization.
Okay, so I was going to say, is it the breaking down of cultures and this kind of thing? Reverse colonization.
It's colonizing our country. And they are doing this not just with Mexico, but with the Chinese, with students from all over the world. They're
right.
Basically destroying the American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And opportunity for American students. If American students want to have opportunity, they're going to have to leave the country and go to the Trojan Triangles that exist in other places in the world.
You know, what's interesting, too, is that as these university students, whether they be foreign or domestic, are used for the economy, this is slave labor.
Yeah, sure they are.
These people are not paid. They're actually paying to contribute, right?
Yes, they are paying to work for essentially for free for corporations.
What a scam.
It's just amazing, you know, and they do it under the guise of research and development, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they get taxpayer money for this research and development. They get the student labor, you know, that comes in to study.
Slave labor.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's quite an amazing scam they have going on.
Right, total snake oil. All right, Enrique goes on and talks about our shared and exclusive, inclusive prosperity.
We have worked on four main topics. The first one is to foster a shared and inclusive prosperity.
Now, I included that because I just come back to the tent cities, you know, that are popping up everywhere. You know, it's very obvious that this prosperity thing is really ringing hollow. We see in northern Mexico how the peasant farmers have been driven north by the NAFTA agreement. You know, and as we move along here, they're talking about trans-Pacific partnerships and the transatlantic agreement, which is being worked on also behind closed doors by 600 corporate executives who, you know, obviously are not accountable to the people. You know, the secrecy that's been surrounding these negotiations is just incredible. You know,
well, it's because they're selling our country out.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, just even reading their, listening to them and reading the documents, plus looking at the history, these trade agreements, since they first started negotiating them on issues other than tariff barriers, have been to destroy the sovereignty of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
To impoverish our country, transfer the wealth out of our country. And that was something you were talking about, you know, before, you know, how the United States doesn't have any money for anything. We're broke, we're everything. But all the messages that come from the mainstream media are that we have to get rid of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, anything that helps the regular people, we have to get rid of.
Right.
But the United States, through the State Department, is building these, they're waging wars all over the world in order to implement this global control grid. They're spending money to build the infrastructure for, you know, the telecommunications and all of that. They mm-hmm. are training all of these people. So they have plenty of money for that stuff. They have plenty of money for the, military, the deep state, as it was called, you know, all of the contractors that are managing these control systems that are being implemented here and all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the priorities are just completely upside down.
Yeah, and I come back to the U.S. Agency for International Development, you know, which is doling out, you know, billions of dollars. Just, you know, to build other countries' infrastructure. This thing is criminal on a scale, on a magnitude that we couldn't even grasp. All right, I'll tell you what, Nancy, I heard you were about to say something. If you could hold that thought for the other side of the break, we'll pick it up. The clock's going to be our enemy today, folks. But we will open up the phone lines in the final hour of the show. Stay with us. Vicki Davis is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll continue in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. It's up on our website at governamerica.com. If you want to go to the main page right now and click on the schedule tab, you can click right across to her website, or you can go there directly. But I highly encourage you to check out the Organization of Power series she's got on her main page over on the right-hand side. It's got a lot of history, a lot of very important documentation, as, you know, that really speaks to how we got to where we are. You know, the foundation that was laid by the globalist establishment and how they basically built the whole fascist system of governance brick by brick and piece by piece. Nancy, before the break, you were going to say something. I don't know if you still remember what it was about.
Yes. Vicki, there's a couple of things I want to address. Number one is we see people literally all over the world having horrible, horrible financial problems to the point where they are simply unable to live normal lives anymore. Could this raping of the people's wealth not have a detrimental effect on these transnational corporations? And could they be actually setting themselves up for a major fall?
Well, not really. I mean, this is one of those situations where it's winner take all. And if they have total control, then money doesn't matter. And what the consumers think doesn't matter. What, you know, the citizens of the country think doesn't matter, because they have the police state control and the technology to control everything in place. Okay, so they can live like, you know, kings on steroids. I mean, even better than kings of old.
Oh, yes.
So it won't make any difference to
so
them.
So it really is all set up for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is all set up for them. They marketed the idea very early on that, you know, that they were in the best position to provide for the needs of people. And that all money spent on military and on the nation state was wasted. You know, that the nation state and military was the essentially the same thing. So their objective was to bring both of those things down and have simply corporations free to cross borders and produce as they do. But in doing that, the actual implementation of that, they are destroying the demand side of the economic system. They are extracting wealth from all of the countries in the world.
Yeah, I think that's what Nancy's talking about. Does it get to a point where you kill the host? You know, you're such a parasite, such a leech, that you suck so much from the people, and to the point where you literally kill the host and thereby your funding mechanism.
But you see, the funding mechanism doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because they control everything through the technology. You can be assured that they will pay the people who work on these control systems very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
They will be making a lot of money. But
well, and I have always assumed that in the very near future, all of our bills are going to simply be automatically taken, withdrawn somehow, that we will
right.
have no say in what we pay, probably how much we pay, as it is with so much. But another issue that I want to address is many, many countries have very, very large populations of seniors. Our country being one of them. As I go to the grocery store and I see seniors literally buying soup bones and spending $25 for groceries, of course, I'm very worried about these people. What do we have in store, Vicki, for our very, very large senior population?
The end of old age.
Yeah.
Seniors don't produce, okay? They've reached a point in their life where they're consuming more than they're producing. And in the engineering model, looking at things strictly from a dollars and cents and productivity point of view, they are not producing enough to pay for their existence on Earth. So goodbye, old people.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it, too.
Well, and here we go with... Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, on that note, what do we see for our children in schools today?
A life of slavery.
Yeah.
Their lives will be totally controlled. The National Human Resource Management System that is being implemented will select the winners and losers in life at a very early age. And the ones that will be the winners, they will live a golden life, and the ones that are selected to be the losers will have nothing but misery, if, you know, for as long as they survive.
Yeah,
now I'm talking about the ultimate end game, but it will be a progressive implementation. So,
well, yeah. I am also seeing, I've been reading about declining health care. All over Europe, Greece is having a terrible problem right now. We, of course, are in this absolute a game of absurdity over health care. South America is having very dramatic health care problems. What is the game plan behind, quote-unquote, medical care?
Well, medical care is an overhead cost. In a global labor market, labor is virtually unlimited. People are commodities. You know, so why waste money on medical care? You know, if they're sick, they're not productive, let them go. Now, yeah. You know, I'm sounding very cold here, but I'm giving you the mindset.
Exactly. You're trying to portray the mindset of these scumbags that are behind this thing. And I would just say, you know, with regard to Obamacare, what we see here is an increasingly technocratic system, you know, where you don't really have access to real doctors. You know, we've talked on this broadcast with Amanda Teagarden and you, Vicky, about how when people go to the doctor in the future, they're going to be literally there's computer programs that are going to be plugged in with your symptoms and the path to treatment based upon the criteria of your age and other factors will go into whether you're treated or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely psychopathic. It all comes down to a dollars and cents calculation. Now, if you apply that, because corporations are running it, they're designing the systems, and corporations have the bottom line always in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything comes down to a dollar and cents calculation.
Yep.
So
it's the only thing that matters to them, the bottom line. All right.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier this press conference. I want to come back to this. Enrique Pinochnito, the president of Mexico, he was speaking at this press conference, had a lot of very important stuff to say. One of the things spoke to the North American Transportation Plan. Let's listen to what his interpreter said.
We have agreed to work on a plan to boost competitiveness. We also have agreed to work on a North America Transport Plan, which would give us better infrastructure in our three countries to make the commerce that happens between our three nations thrive.
Okay, there you go. You know, a lot of folks think that the North American Super Corridor, which they were trying to build, it was dead and the whole thing was defeated. Nothing could be further from the truth, right?
Right. And as a matter of fact, this ties into the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well. Because when I was looking at that before, the things that I were reading indicated that the negotiations that were being made with those smaller countries had to do with their ports. And mm-hmm. If you look at their port, at the port system, I mean, that's where I first defined the Trojan Triangle was in connection with an international inland port.
Mm-hmm.
So how that relates to the Trans-Texas Corridor, of course, is through the inland port system through Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting down at
Let's pick it up with the inland ports and the inland port network when we come back off the top of the hour break, okay? Because I think this is important. You know, folks, it's been a while since people in the alternative truth media have been talking about this. We were told, oh, that's all dead. But folks, nothing they ever do really falls by the wayside. They never give up. Neither shall we. Hour number three. With